Governor Scott Walker says it's an incredible success that there was no loss of life during the catastrophic explosion. He says their number one priority is safety and making sure air quality continues to improve. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is monitoring air, surface water, and runoff issues. Walker says the company is committed to making things right.
The commitment that they have not only to the cleanup, but to being here and continue to stay here, and if anything, probably expanding employment just in terms of working with all that needs to be done here.
Colin Shady is the refinery manager. He says the refinery has been a part of the community for 60 years and plans to continue operations. The use of hydrogen fluoride at the refinery prompted the evacuation last week. The highly toxic chemical can be fatal if released. When asked whether they would use an alternative, Shady says they will examine different configurations and new technologies for the refinery.
Right now, certainly, as everybody alluded to, our main concern is to try to understand exactly what happened here, get a very thorough investigation, work very closely with the EPA, all the federal and local regulatory agencies, and make sure we really know what's happening. And that's right now, that's our true priority.
Shady says the refinery is fairly secure and incident investigators have begun to collect evidence. He says they'll begin cleanup and repairs once agencies have finished their work. Shady says it's unknown how long they may take, but it's unlikely the refinery will be back in operation within the month. Superior Mayor Jim Payne says company, local, state, and federal officials need to work together on the cleanup.
To make sure that this refinery comes out better than it went into the emergency, that we have a better refinery out of this so that our economy continues to improve and public safety continues to improve, public health continues to improve.
At least 20 people were treated for injuries in last week's incident, but all were either released or reported in good condition. The refinery employs 181 workers. Olivia Shelaby, Wisconsin Public Radio.